Since Donald Trump won the presidential election, advocacy groups say there's been an increase in reports of hate crimes against immigrants and minorities. Many people have been on edge, especially Muslim Americans. NPR's Joel Rose reports on a New Jersey mosque where members are trying to figure out their place in the community and in America.
Election night was complicated for Azra Baig. She's an elected school board member in suburban South Brunswick, New Jersey. Baig was running for re-election this fall. She had just put out yard signs with her name on them when a friend from her mosque called.
Someone wrote ISIS sympathizer on the sign.
Baig was surprised. She's the only Muslim on the school board, but there's a pretty big Muslim population in South Brunswick and other towns around here. And this didn't just happen once or twice.
The next day, we found another sign that was vandalized. So multiple times, basically the same signs were vandalized. You know, Miss ISIS, anti-American, raghead.
Baig told the police, but otherwise she kept quiet until after the election. She didn't want to encourage copycats. And Baig says she didn't want to win re-election to her school board seat because of what she calls a sympathy vote.
That's not me. I put in a lot of hard work over the years, and I wanted to get it on my own merit. So I found out on election night that I won, and yes, I was happy. And then when they announced that Donald Trump, president-elect, and I started crying. Like, I was in shock.
Baig says that's how a lot of people felt at her mosque, the Islamic Society of Central Jersey. These are doctors, lawyers, professionals, people who are deeply involved in their communities. Shanaz Naeem was listening during the campaign when Donald Trump talked about banning all Muslims from coming into the country.
You know, I was just left with the feeling that, you know, we have elected hate as a society, and that's not who we are.
Naeem was picking her kids up at the day school run by the mosque. She says it was hard explaining the election to them.
My little five-year-old, like every day she would ask me, who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? Because she wanted to make sure I'm voting for the right person. So, you know, it was tough telling them what happened. But we talked about it, and they didn't fall apart. I feel like there's a lot of resilience in our kids. And that's what we need in them to help our country move forward instead of backwards.
In an interview, President-elect Trump discouraged his followers from attacking Muslims and other minorities. And not everyone at this mosque thinks Trump's election will trigger a rise in Islamophobia. Mazen Udeh was picking up his son Youssef after school.
Whether we had Trump or didn't have Trump, the people's feelings were going to still be the same. Yeah, he's not saying very nice things about Muslims. And I've just told Youssef that these things are not true, that we're going to be kicked out of the country. These things are not going to happen.
Hundreds of people pack into the mosque sanctuary for afternoon prayers. The Islamic Society of Central Jersey was founded more than 40 years ago. It's in the process of expanding the mosque building it outgrew a long time ago.
It's our country. We live here. We expect our grandkids all to grow up over here.
Mosque member Babar Saeed says Trump's election might turn out to be a good thing for Muslim Americans.
There is racism, bigotry in on some part of the country. So, you know, it's out there and we have to deal with it.
That echoes something Mosque President Arif Patel said, based on a verse from the Quran.
You know, we might not know what's good for us and what we think it is a bad situation. And we might not know what's bad for us and what we perceive to be a good situation, right? Only God knows.
God has a plan, says Patel, even if it's not easy to see right now. Joel Rose, NPR News, Monmouth Junction, New Jersey.